Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Six.
Make money predicting every basketball and football game legally nationwide with Kalshi. You can trade on every matchup. Use code Odyssey for $20 when you trade $100. KALSHI.com. Trading involves risk. Kalshi.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for $1. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-941-2255. That's 800-941-2255.
Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
We're your official station to talk Yankees and Mets. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to a new year of Evan and Tiki and our final time starting at 2 o'clock on Monday. It all begins at 10 a.m., but here we are, first show of 2026, and boy, nothing's changed. The Giants suck, the Jets suck, and I hate to say this because I love football. Football's an event. I can't wait for this season to end, Tiki.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I was just talking to Huffy in the hallway. He's like, are you excited for the year to be over? And yes and no. No, because I love football. And I love watching football. I love evaluating football. I love studying the defenses and offenses and seeing how guys improve or don't improve, getting pissed off about it or getting elated about it. I love all of the things that come around football. But I also am tired of the grind emotionally of both of these teams. And it's gotten, look, for the Giants, there's something to look forward to because you have a quarterback and you have some really good skill position players and you have an edge rusher who's amazing and another one who might be on his way to being a star. And but you look at, but no coach. You look at the Jets.
We have nothing.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
No, you can say it. We have nothing.
I don't know what to say. And I want to support Aaron Glenn. I really do. But, dude, You always talked about it, and Sean and I brought this up last week when you were out. Sometimes it takes a special level of ineptitude.
Yeah.
In order to get rid of a guy after one season. It's not there, and it's not going to happen, and it shouldn't happen. He deserves to come back for another year, but like the frustrations that every fan in this town that loves and watch football has felt this year is real, and it's not going to be forgotten.
No, this has been painful, and let me start with this Glenn thing, because a week and a half ago, the last time I was on the air, I was very passionate, straight from my soul, to tell you that as bad as this year has been, it would be foolish for the Jets to get rid of him.
Right. But, I agree with that.
Thank you. But you quoted me 10 seconds ago, and I have said this many times before, which is to get fired after 1 year, whether you're a general manager or your head coach, takes a special kind of awfulness. I would be blind and naive to not admit that the New York Jets, especially over this last month, and especially on Sunday, hit a very special kind of awfulness. And so I spent the last week and a half not only bonding with my family, not only thinking about the holidays, but I have been going back and forth on the Aaron Glenn stuff. Because I heard what Joe said on Monday. I hear what a lot of Jet fans say, which is, he's got to go. It's hit that special kind of awfulness.
Yep.
I still can't do it, though.
Why?
The reason I can't do it is because people love to bring up examples. I love to bring up examples. And one of the examples you get is the New England Patriots, one of the best teams in the NFL, a team with a real chance to go to the Super Bowl. And the answer is, well, they had a Patriot legend who they fired after 1 year. Here's the difference, and I'm not even going to bring up Drake May. The difference was Mike Vrabel. The difference was there was a guy waiting in the wings who could change everything.
An easy get waiting
Absolutely.
In the wings.
Absolutely. And so my message to my fellow Jet fans is I'm not going to sell you on Aaron Glenn because I'd be trying to be selling you on like crap because he's had an awful first year. But there is no easy answer. And I'd rather give it a try in year two and hope all the negatives were just year one and trading two of your best players in the middle of the season and not having a good enough roster. I'd rather take that gamble than get rid of him and then probably hire another first-time coach because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, when the Denver Broncos fired your guy, Nate Hackett, who'd they replace him with? Sean Payton. There is no Payton.
And by the way, Sean Payton was kind of waiting out there.
Yes.
Right? He wasn't coaching. He was the, working for Fox or one of those?
He was doing TV.
He had taken a leave of absence away from the New Orleans Saints. Now, it was complicated because they had to trade for Sean Payton.
Right.
But there was the guy, he was interested, and he was waiting to be hired.
So when anyone says, but Evan, look at these other examples of first-time head coaches, they got fired. Okay, tell me who's waiting in the wings to take this garbage job.
Well,
being serious, this garbage job with an owner that no one trusts.
Evan, there'd be a lot of people waiting in the wings because it's the head coaching job of the NFL.
But
is it anybody you'd want? Probably not.
No, here's what it would be. I'm going to give everybody a spoiler alert. It would be another first-time head coach you're taking a gamble on.
Right.
That's what it would be. And maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't work. I don't know. None of us know. Maybe Woody Johnson gets lucky. There is that saying that the blind squirrel finds a nut eventually or that the broken clock is right twice a day. That's where they'd be going. They're not hiring Mike Tomlin. They're not hiring John Harbaugh. They're not even going to hire Mike McCarthy. So as I've sat here thinking about the awfulness of the Jets season and the awfulness of the embarrassing way it's concluded and how bad of a job Aaron Glenn has done, and he has done a bad job. I'm not going to defend it. I still don't think the alternative of getting rid of him after 1 year is really the right answer.
You know, I'm just thinking about that idiom you just used, even the blind squirrel finds a nut.
That was used correctly, by the way.
It was.
Thank you.
But let's think about that for a second. If you're a squirrel and you're in a forest, you're going to find a nut without even trying.
Are there that many nuts?
100%. Have you not seen the nuts falling around the trees in your neighborhood? So they're every freaking where.
So you're not that impressed by a blind squirrel finding
nuts? I'm just not impressed by that idiom anymore.
Well, hold on. What
For
if the
some
blind
reason, you just said it. And now I'm like, I walk on these damn things all day long walking my dog. Of course a blind squirrel's going to find a nut. It's not even that damn hard.
Tiki, what if the blind squirrel is in Arizona and it's not in the middle of a forest, though?
Well, are there squirrels in Arizona?
Every state.
I don't. But why would squirrels be living in Arizona in the urban sprawl that has become Arizona?
Have you felt the weather here?
I know that, but squirrels like to hibernate. They like to sleep.
Yeah,
so they want it to be cold.
Squirrels aren't birds that fly south for the winter.
Do you think there's a lot of nuts in Flushing when the squirrels are walking around there? How about that?
Probably.
I personally like the broken clock idiom a lot better anyway.
Yes.
Because it's so accurate and so simple and so true. If my clock is broken, well, and it's stuck on 2:15 and it doesn't move, well, guess what? In 8 minutes, it's going to be right.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, there's 60 minutes in an hour. So for that broken clock to be right once an hour, it's 1 out of 60.
Right.
For it to be right twice or once throughout a day, hold on a second.
Forget it. Just drop it.
Forget it. The point is, if Woody Johnson is truly a broken clock, then the odds of them finding this great...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great replacement after getting rid of Aaron Glenn after 1 year is probably not going to happen.
No, it's not high. The likelihood of finding a veteran, someone who's had success somewhere else, that's sitting around doing nothing and is willing and able to take this job is not very high.
And here's what makes it worse. And I hate myself.
Except for Mike McCarthy.
Okay, right. Here's what I hate myself about. I never wanted to be the person as a fan who says, I don't want to fire a coach or a manager because the alternatives are worse. I always figure once you know the guy isn't the answer, you should move on. Here's where I'm at with Aaron Glenn. I'm probably 70% sure he's not the answer. I can't say 100%. We know the issues the Jets have had.
Right.
We know the issues with their roster. We know about the quarterback situation. We know about all of it. So I can't say 100%. I can say he had an awful first year. I could say that his Monday and Sunday press conferences earlier this week were a problem.
Right.
Like, to me, you can't say your team quit and then come back 24 hours later and say, ah, I was just kidding. I didn't look close enough. That reeks of a guy who doesn't have a backbone.
Well, it also reeks of a guy who are you watching? You weren't out there coaching and not paying attention.
Right.
You were watching. You saw it. We all saw it in real time.
And you said what you said, so stick by it.
You didn't have a stop the entire game.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassingly bad is what it was. And at some points it was effort. Some points it felt incompetence. But Aaron Glenn has had a messaging issue. It's not a problem yet, but he's had a messaging issue all season long, because at the very beginning, he was trying to be this defiant, I'm a badass, I played football, I know what I'm talking about, how dare you question me? And then he started bringing some levity into it.
Right.
And, you know, making fun of Rich Cimini. Rich Cimini knows more than I do, and blah, blah, blah. And it got, that was a good little patch of communication, because it made the fan forgive him a little bit for some of the ineptitude.
You know what made us forgive them? They won and they looked better.
Yes.
They were trending in the right direction.
Right. They won a couple of games and it was like, all right, whatever. You're still going to stink this year. But you know what? At least there's some pride.
Right.
What you talked about. I want a team that my fans can be proud of. No team is proud of a team that gives up 107 point differential in December.
They had one of the worst Decembers in the history of football.
100%. And they still don't have an interception. Defensively.
I can't believe this.
Defensively.
We are doing our first show of 2026, and they still have not forced an interception.
Right.
How's that freaking possible?
It's not possible. It's not. They're going to set an NFL historic record that can never be broken, only tied.
That. It's a good way to look at it. By the way, there's no doubt in my mind they're going to get an interception week 18. And that's the other problem. So
maybe Josh, if they're up by 20, maybe Josh would just throw one. Here's a gimme,
is
guys.
Is Josh even playing on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, whoever's playing, here's a gimme, guys.
He's not even playing on Sunday.
I don't want you guys to go into the offseason thinking you suck that bad.
The other problem I have, and I've tried to go back and forth on this, because as a Jet fan, all I want to do is win. I'm so sick of losing. I'm so sick of these shows beginning new years in which we talk about how they're better off losing and the draft and tanking and how hopeless the future is. Like, I am so sick of it. I want to win, man. I want to win. I want to be competitive. Like, I think my goal at the beginning of the year wasn't even to make the playoffs. It was be relevant going into December and January, and the Jets are a million miles away from that. But when you talk about firing this head coach after 1 year, you also have to remember, not only did those organizations, the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos, have ready-made answers waiting in the wings, they were also functioning franchises.
Right.
Where Bob Kraft gets rid of Gerard Mayo after 1 year, no one's looking at the Patriots and saying, wow, they're a joke. Even the Broncos, they weren't a joke.
Right, and they weren't good, but they weren't a joke.
Right, they just had a bad year or bad years. The Jets are a joke. We're the worst franchise in sports. Like, seriously.
And the players say so. It's not just us.
The players know it.
Not just the fans and the media.
Everyone knows it. And I'm talking all sports. And I defy anybody to come up with a baseball team or a hockey team or a basketball team that is more pathetic for the last decade and a half than this football team. If you fire this guy after 1 year, as much as he deserves to because of how bad this year was, what's next?
The same.
It's worse.
Yes.
It's worse because guys are not going to want this job.
And it's also because Aaron Glenn is qualified for the job, right? From a historical, how do you hire a head coach? Aaron Glenn is qualified. He worked his way. He became a defensive coordinator for a really good team that struggled early in Detroit, eventually figured it out, had one of the top defenses in football, and fit the part, right? Former player, has the attitude, has the right mindset, makeup, intelligent, all that stuff, can speak it to the players. He's the guy. So now you're going to go try to find another guy just like him? It won't work for the Jets. So the bottom line of all of this, as we've been talking about it for the last 15 minutes, is Aaron Glenn's going to be the coach of the New York Jets in 2026. It's just, how is he going to be different? How is the staff going to be different? And because maybe that's part of it. The staff, obviously, is going to be different. Steve Wilkes is not here.
He already screwed up at D.C., and that got me to this other thing, which is, and this has been a very good question that many have asked over the last few weeks. I think I even asked the question, too, before things got worse, which is, what's the good of Aaron Glenn in year one that you can build on? Mm-hmm. Where have the Jets gotten better? Where have they gotten worse? And obviously, the record speaks for itself on how bad it is. December speaks for itself. The quarterback decisions, the mistake you just mentioned of hiring Steve Wilkes and then getting rid of him after the first year is over. So I did put like a pro and con list together the other day of the positives of Glenn and the negatives. And I ain't gonna lie to you, the negatives far outweigh the positives, but there are a few positives. Number one, the penalty issue is not quite as bad as it was a year ago.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, their special teams has been tremendous. And Chris Banjo, we brought in.
Fantastic.
Has done an outstanding job.
Right. He's been the best part of this Jet season.
Absolutely. And we need to be fair and at least give Aaron Glenn, I don't know, a little bit of credit for that.
100%.
Now, the problem is, that's pretty much it. Oh, I got one other positive. Upon making the Sauce and Quinnen trade, it didn't go downhill immediately. Mm-hmm. They fought, they clawed, and they won some games.
Right.
And something needs to be said for that, because you made a big deal a couple years ago about how damaging it would be to the Giants to trade Saquon in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Well, the Jets did it.
Yeah.
They basically did what you told the Giant fans, watch out, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And at first, they survived it.
They did, and then they absolutely didn't. By the way, the Sauce trade turned out to be somewhat prescient, because Sauce is a shell. He's not been good. and he's been hurt.
Do you know Sauce Gardner has played in 11 games this season? Do you know what his record is? Like his personal record?
With 2-1.
1-10.
Wow.
Sauce has been worse than the Jets.
Wow, that's bad.
Sauce would get the number one pick.
Yeah, now, with that being said, Quinnen's been awesome. In Dallas.
He's been tremendous.
Their defense still stinks, but it's not his fault.
Evan, I think you might be slightly off. The stat is Sauce Gardner became the first player in NFL history to go 1-7 separately with two different teams in one season.
No, I looked it up in his game log. He was 1-10. So I don't know what stat you're looking at. I just went to his game logs to see what his record was.
This was on the NFL broadcast last week.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just looked at his game logs. It says 1-10. So you're telling me it's worse? How could it be 1-14?
No, 2-2.
It was whatever it is, he's replicated the same record he had with the Jets, with the Colts.
2-14.
So maybe it's not games he played in, he's been on the Colts, so they're...
I got you. Like, being on the team. Yes. I'm just talking about games he's played.
You know why? Because he missed the game when he hurt his Achilles, whatever it was.
I can't. I got to be fair to Sauce. I can't include games that he didn't play.
Yeah.
I'm just including when he was on the field.
No, he missed three games, or whatever it was. That's why. That's why the number is just off by three.
Either way, poor Sauce.
Yeah. I mean, poor Sauce.
But it was... difficult to have to keep this team afloat upon making those trades. And I know these are small things. And again, I'm not trying to sell any Jet fan that this guy's the next Vince Lombardi. It's just that I think the decision to get rid of him causes more damage to the franchise than the decision to keep him. Because let's say they keep him. And everyone out there in the audience right now is right. He's not the guy. He sucks. And they fire him after year two. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Then we're the same Jet team we've been for the last 15 years.
Yeah, nothing changes.
As opposed to, I think, making your franchise even more pathetic in the eyes of everyone around.
Well, here's the thing. If you have another year that's like this in 2026, mm-hmm. you're already starting to see it. You see it from Giant fans, see it from Jet fans. They don't want to go anymore. Right? You're going to start losing the fan base.
I think they're already there.
They're certainly, but there's still a handful, of, not handful, but you know, there's a good number that still want to go.
Yeah.
At some point, people are just going to say, why am I even going?
But I don't think that firing the coach is going to change that.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just talking about you have to find a way to get it right.
Well, of course. They got to become a functional franchise. Like, it is embarrassing that we're sitting here again on January 2nd mm-hmm. talking about how bad our football teams
are. And who the quarterback is going to be. Is it Fernando Mendoza? Now he beat the crap out of the Alabama Crimson Tide, which was fantastic.
And he looked great, Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, he did. But it's not like he was through for 350 yards and 6 touchdowns.
I was pretty impressed by Trinidad Chambliss, if you ask me.
I was kind of more impressed by Trinidad Chambliss, to be honest with you.
You know what,
I think he's going to stay in school.
But what I'm about to tell you is why, as a Jet fan, I'm so conflicted with all of these discussions. I just told you why I would keep Aaron Glenn, and a lot of it is based on what it does to the franchise to get rid of this guy after 1 year.
Yeah.
But I'm about to give him the biggest rip possible, and I think everyone will agree with me on this.
What's that?
As I'm watching all of college football over the last few days, and clearly my focus is just watching the quarterbacks and thinking about them.
It's all that matters.
Okay, I watch Trinidad Chambliss, and I say, is Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand going to be the guys that turn him into a starting caliber winning quarterback in the NFL?
Right.
Same with Dante Moore. Same with all of them. And the answer I always come up with is, no, how the hell could I trust them? How could I trust them? And that sucks.
The problem is, look who they've tested it on. It's Brady Cook.
Well, it's Justin Fields, though. You can't just forget that.
Yeah, but Justin Fields just, I don't know.
They brought him in.
I worry about Justin Fields' desire to be great. Because you see it in moments, right? There was the first game of the season against
Pittsburgh.
He was like, man, this dude is throwing some rockets. This looks like a guy who's going to figure it out as this season goes on. And then you get some of these duds where it looked like he wasn't even trying. And so what causes that? Like, what I went on this, not rant, but this is just a recollection of what it took for me to fall in love with the game of football. And it was having success. Like, as soon as you get successful, it's like, man, this is awesome. This feels amazing. You see those fans cheering for me? This is awesome. You see my boys picking me up and patting me up? This is awesome. That's what made me fall in love with it. I don't know how he falls in love with the game.
I think you may be right, but nevertheless, this front office and this head coach decided to bring him in.
Yes.
So right. I have to hold them accountable for it. And that's the problem with this whole Aaron Glenn discussion. Mm-hmm. Half of me wants to destroy him for 45 minutes, but then the other half of me says, but they're still not better off firing him. It's this weird spot to be in, and that's the state of the New York Jets. It's a horrible place. In fact, I'd argue I've never been a part of a franchise in a worse spot than the New York Jets are in right now.
Hey, I have a bad feeling about the Giants. It naturally will offend
everyone I work with, because you're all Giant fans, and I'm a hater and I'm a troll and all that. When I'm like,
but you are a hater, so we know this already, so we've just learned to accept it.
It's not true, but sure. And if I feel positive about them, that's when usually everyone's like, yeah, slap me on the ass, like, Evan's on our side. I said this to a friend of mine the other day, and I'm going to try it on you because I genuinely feel this way.
Go ahead.
I think you're going to kick the Cowboys' ass. I really do. And he got mad at me because he thought that was a troll. And I'm like, no.
I mean, it's possible.
It's likely. The Cowboys' defense is abysmal.
They are literally the worst defense in football.
Number 32.
Yes.
You've got a quarterback who does not care about...
And they cut their best player.
Right. Well, he doesn't have a great year.
Best defensive cornerback. The secondary player that they have. They cut him.
You know what I'd wonder about the Diggs release more than losing a player? Because I don't even know how good he is anymore. What that even does to the locker room.
Well, he was a shell from his first year, but he was still a good player. And it didn't happen because of performance.
No, well, Brian Schottenheimer's claiming it had to do with a few things. But the story that's come out is that he wanted to stay and be with his family for Christmas.
Yes.
And they said, no, you got to fly back with the team. He got pissed off. Schottenheimer said, I'm not the Grinch. Either way, they cut him. And I don't know what the rest of the room feels about a story like that.
Right.
So the Cowboys, to me, reek of a team, especially with Jerry Jones admitting, hey, Dak's probably not going to play a lot. They reek of a team that's going to lay down the sword. Not because they care about draft picks, but because it's the last week of the year. They have high expectations. They're not going anywhere. They cut one of their key players. And the Giants are coming off a game against the Raiders, which, trust me, Giant fans, I'm with you. I wasn't happy about what happened last Sunday for my own selfish reasons, but the Giants kicked ass. Even Deontay Banks is making a play on special
teams. Dominated.
Here's the thing about the Giants, which isn't a popular thing to say, but it's sort of true when you look at the body of work. They're not as bad as their record says.
No.
They have lost a lot of games they shouldn't have lost. I think they're gonna crush the Cowboys.
The Giants were a couple of wins away right after Jackson Dart took over from being a team that was spunky and maybe gonna make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, they became a team that has no idea how to win a football game. And it wasn't just offensively mistakes, it was mostly defensive mistakes. And so when you look at where the team has now come, it took some time. Took Charlie Bullen becoming the defensive coordinator in an interim fashion on an interim stake. Like, the defense looks good again, like it's supposed to be. Now, if that would have all been put together, like we got rid of all of this stupid self-pride that every side of this damn organization seemed to have, then ultimately they might have had a decent season.
It
could have been very different, but that's leadership. And ultimately, whatever you felt about Dabes, and again, I love Dabes, that's why he had to go. He couldn't get it together. He couldn't get everybody on the same page, despite being, I think, a good coach. And he'll land somewhere, and he'll be fine, because he's a good coach. But he couldn't get this disjointed, and it's mostly on the coaching side, everybody on the same
page. Yeah, I think that's a fair autopsy on what went wrong, but I think they're going to win on Sunday. And I think ultimately that's, like, that angers Sean.
No, it doesn't.
I can see Tommy's face. He's angry, and I'm not doing it because I want you to pick seventh.
Yeah, what's your emotion then? My issue is I don't care about the draft.
Yeah,
I'm past it. I hate rookies anyway, so they're not going to contribute next year. And the Giants need to win next year.
And we
got four guys that we picked out and we drafted because of trade with the Jets. We got to develop these kids, and in 3 years they're going to be good. I don't want that.
Sean, before you guys respond, all I want to tell you is I just gave you my opinion on what I think is going to happen in a football game on Sunday.
Yes,
I have said nothing about the draft.
Okay,
I'm not telling you what you should root for, what you should want. I'm telling you my gut feeling. Just based on a lot of the things we talked about, is you're going to smoke the Dallas Cowboys, and yet that pisses a lot of people off.
No, it doesn't piss. It shouldn't piss you off, and here's why. Because this team is still young. This is one of the youngest teams in football. Like, we discounted this all season long. In fact, nobody's even really talked about it. They're one of the youngest teams in football. And the last thing you want a bunch of young players to feel is we suck year over year over year over year. You want to start feeling what it feels like to win. And express that in the locker room to one another, and then with your family and your friends, and then the media's talking good about it. Like, you need to experience that. Otherwise, it becomes, what the hell am I doing this for? And so they're too young to say, tank, let's get rid of everybody and start over.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the players to say that. But from a fan's point of view, I'll just address what Evan said. The Giants could win on Sunday because any one of these teams playing Sunday could win or lose. Week 18 is so crazy. But the Giants are doing their part. I think we're forgetting. Like, they kicked the crap out of the Raiders. The Raiders are the Raiders. This is still a Giant team without Andrew Thomas. And usually they don't win games without Andrew Thomas, even though Bowl played well. Yeah. And now it's trending in the direction. They're not even going to have Wandell Robinson maybe on Sunday. So the idea that, like, oh, they're going to lose because what? Because Dak Prescott at some point is going to come out of this game. Dak Prescott starting this game to try to get to, like, 200 yards passing to clinch the passing title. If he gets there, they're going to put it on the Giants in the first half. And I don't trust some of the Giants defenders not making some business decisions.
That's fine. So you're arguing the football result
Who's making
business decisions? Dude. Like, who can afford to make a business decision?
I don't think Brian Burns is making a business decision. Yeah, I think he wants as many sacks as humanly possible.
All right.
Is he at 16 and a half right now?
Yeah, 16 and a half. I think Brian Burns and Abdul Carter are going to play their ass off. I'm not convinced in a game. By the way, they're not going to have either of their starting safeties in this game either. I'm not convinced that Dexter Lawrence is suddenly going to turn into a magician on Sunday. I'm not going to expect Bobby Okereke, who thinks he's getting cut next week, to go all out on big tackles. Now, that's a prideful thing with athletes, and I understand that. I think that you're expecting the Giants basically to rise to this occasion, and I think Dallas is still going out to win. And it's a big deal for Brian Schottenheimer in his first year not to finish under 500, and that's all the Cowboys have been talking about.
Those are all fair points. I'm just saying that me saying that I think the Giants are going to win, I can see the angst it brings you. Like, you will be pissed off if the Giants went from a loss away from picking number one to picking seventh, which is what potentially would happen with a victory on Sunday. They could pick seventh.
I will be pissed off at that. However, I will only be pissed off at that if it happens at the result of Jackson Dart throwing again for 69 yards and the Giants just running the ball 100 times. If Dart plays his ass off and wins back-to-back games, I'll be upset at the result, but in the end, how could I be mad that Jackson Dart ended the season on a high note? I can't get mad at a win in that spot.
I'm going with the Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last here. So if the Giants aren't picking first, I don't care where they're picking. It could be second, it could be seventh.
I'm the same way. As soon as they beat the Raiders, that became my mentality, Tommy. I'm right with you.
But we still have that 20% chance, Teague, which sucks. Ugh. So I'm like, all
right. So you're saying there's a chance.
There is. So when I sit down on Sunday with that 20% chance, my rooting interest will be Giants loss, Raiders win.
What time do the Raiders play?
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock. That's even worse.
And I assume the Chiefs haven't sat anybody yet. So
everybody's sick.
Everybody's sick. It looks like the Chiefs are playing basically a CFL roster Sunday.
Now.
Wow.
Obviously, most Giant fans follow kind of Tommy's logic, Tiki, as much as you may not like it. I heard Big Mac saying it a lot. He's been saying it for months now. If we're going to suck, let's be the worst. Let's get the best pick possible. And I get it. But what you guys don't understand is the confliction going on amongst Jet fans involving your game. Because right now, the Jets can't pick number one.
No.
I'm going to lay that out.
But
they can be two. They can be two. It's very simple, actually. The Giants win, which I think they will, against Dallas, and the Jets lose to Buffalo. If that happens, which I think will happen, assuming the Raiders also... Actually, it doesn't even matter what the Raiders do. Yeah. If the Jets win and if the Jets lose and the Giants win, the Jets are picking number two. Now, you may say, well, Evan, that sounds great.
Think about what we're talking about.
Well, it's not my fault.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's crappy team's
fault. This is what our teams have done to us.
But you're missing the confliction.
Go ahead.
So that seems pretty simple, right? Okay. Jets lose. Giants win. Jets pick number two. All good. If the Giants lose and the Raiders win against a Chief team that's bedridden with the flu, then the Giants pick number one. Which benefits me, because all of a sudden the dream of Fernando Mendoza is on the table, because you're going to trade the first pick in the draft. You're going to trade the first pick in the draft. And I don't think the Raiders have that big of an edge picking two over the Jets picking three. The problem is, the Chief-Raider game is until 4 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, Jet fans, what are we supposed to do? Root for the possibility of the Giants sneaking and getting the number one pick, or just root for us picking number two? I am so conflicted by this.
You got to do what you can control, which is lose and be in position for number two.
So I should sit there. Forget, I can't control anything.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fat guy sitting on my...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ouch. What am I rooting for when the Giants play the Cowboys? I just told you the scenario. What would you do?
I think you got to root for the Giants to lose. You got to root for the Giants to get the first pick. Yeah. You have to.
Okay.
You have to.
Because then picking two does me what? I'm still not getting Mendoza.
Well, you might because Raiders could decide on Dante Moore.
Right. Mendoza may not even be the first pick in the draft.
Do we think that's a possibility?
There's enough smoke coming out there.
Here's what I keep hearing, and I don't know how real this is, but people in NFL circles, they always talk now about mobility. They talk about, okay, he's a really good quarterback, but is he good with scrambling? Can he play off schedule? Not that you're going to design your Jackson Dart or Pat Mahomes offense for a guy like that, but can he survive when things are chaotic? And Fernando Mendoza, I don't know. I don't think he is that kind of guy. Dante Moore is. And so he's an asset with his legs that Fernando Mendoza is not. And it's just the way that the NFL is going these days. So there's this little inkling, despite Fernando Mendoza being significantly better. So Heisman Trophy winner, clearly the better prospect. It might be draft talk. It might be, let's create chaos.
I remember in September and October, we would do this fun little bit where we would say, all right, who's the quarterback in college you're most drawn into as a Jet fan? And you, of course, as an IFO. And I remember us arguing because I said, look, whatever we say in September and October, it is likely to change by the time we get to January and then subsequently the offseason. It has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But it has now gotten to the point where, and I'll declare this on January 2nd, though this is not my big prediction of 2026. We'll do that later. It'll be something else. Fernando Mendoza is going number one. You can give me whatever conjecture you want. You can tell me whatever you want about what Dante Moore can do, what this guy can do.
I'm going to stop
you. Fernando Mendoza is going number one overall. You can lock it up. What?
They actually play each other next week.
I am aware.
If Oregon wins and Dante Moore's the better quarterback on the field in that big a game, in that big a stage, you don't think that sways things for teams?
Couple of things, Sean. First of all, I know I'm not a college football expert. That's not happening. I'll make that very clear.
You don't think Oregon's winning?
What start is that for Oregon? 14? For Dante Moore.
I'd have to look that back.
Yeah.
Dante Moore is not outshining Fernando Mendoza. It's not happening. And even if it does happen, it's not changing the fact that Mendoza is going number one. So don't sell me these false hopes of just get to number two. You may pick Mendoza. No, we're not.
I mean, you could.
But we're not.
The Raiders are the Raiders.
I get
it. You talk about the jetting. Trust me, the Raiders Raider a lot.
Just broke my headphones out of like exclaiming my argument with you. They still kind of work. Anyhow, let's get to your phone calls. I apologize. We were all so excited to be with each other for the first time in a couple weeks that we kept talking. So we want to hear from you, 888-808-1019, toll-free number. Jose is in Brentwood. What's up, Jose?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year, bud.
So it's I got a long example, but just stay with me. I'm a Giants fan, and I'm on the tanking. I'm all about the tanking. We need to play chess, and we need to sacrifice the pawn. And I give you an example. The Philadelphia Eagles, going back to 2020, they tanked. They benched Hurts the last game, and yep. They tanked. Then going to the draft, they traded back with Miami for their 2022 first round pick, and so they got already capitalized on that. They jumped over us to get Devontae Smith, so yep. That's one. And on the second round, because you know they tanked and they got way higher pick, they picked up Landon Dickerson.
You're right.
And so those two big hits, and since then they went to two Super Bowls. So hey, when we have this chance to take our shot. That's all I'm saying. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you on YouTube.
Feel better, Jose. I
think the problem is obviously players don't tank. We all know that.
Yeah.
So it comes down to the Giants deciding to not play good players.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's suggesting, and that's what everyone suggests. And that's what Lugie suggests. When you say we're tanking, that means, hey, Brian Burns, thank you. You've had a wonderful year. Now get your ass off the field.
Right. But that's a decision that could alienate some of those guys.
It already did with Max Crosby and the Raiders.
100%.
And that's why it is a lot more complicated than the way we try to describe it.
Right, and you don't know how long that lingers. Max could be like, in March, hey guys, I get it, no harm, no foul, blah, 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 we're good, let's all love and cookies, right? Let's just hang out.
Right.
Or it could be like, I hate you guys.
It could.
You showed your true face, and I don't want to be a part of this organization anymore. I'm going to play, but you need to trade me as soon as possible.
It's a very delicate thing, yes. Because here's the other issue, because I was thinking long and hard about this. Well, why don't you be honest? Like, honesty is always the best policy. So Joe Shane, who, whether Giant fans like it or not, it appears he's coming back, puts his arm around Brian Burns and says, Brian, between us, it's just between us.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to have a better draft pick. We love you. We want you to be on this team for a long time. It's nothing personal. The reason we don't want you to play on Sunday has to do with draft possibilities.
Okay.
If that ever gets out, you're in massive trouble. Look what happened with the Dolphins and the tanking stuff.
Right.
Like, it's not, it's cute for us to talk about on the radio.
Right. You
can't do it.
There can't ever be evidence that it's what you're trying to do.
Right.
And so I think for the Giants, they're in a weird spot because they still need to. And Mike Kafka wants to win. He does. Jackson Dart wants to win. These young players, Brian Byrne, everybody wants to win. But the organization could look at it as we need to lose so we get better draft picks, as our last caller just said, Jose. Now, my issue, though, is that the Giants tanking does nothing for who they're going to pick.
It has to do with trading the pick.
It has only to do with trading the
pick. It's basically adding picks.
Yes.
By picking higher. That's right. All this is.
If they get number one,
yep.
Then they're going to end up with at least two more picks. And that's enticing, but is it enough to, I don't know, piss some guys off?
It's why I said something about 2 weeks ago, and it caused, like, I think Tommy and Sean, you rolled your eyes, but I stand by it today. That Giant Raider game meant a hell of a lot more to me than it did you.
Mm.
Because that's the possibility of us having a franchise quarterback versus you possibly getting an extra pick. Cool. That's awesome.
I mean,
but
he's still wrong, but okay.
No, it's not wrong.
It's not just an extra pick. One pick is one player. Three, four picks is four players. The Giants need players.
I know,
dude.
But you also realize that a franchise quarterback, you should know this better than anybody since it looks like you have one. A franchise quarterback is really, really, really important. And
right.
If you don't have one, look where you end up.
Yeah. But what's more important, knowing you already have a franchise quarterback and quickly adding to the roster to get good quickly in that contract or taking the flyer on the franchise quarterback?
Franchise quarterback. But good question. Let's go to Bobby in Yonkers. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, happy New Year, guys.
What's up, dude?
Listen, McCarthy and Gruden have better resumes than Vrabel, right? And they would also develop a new quarterback. So they are out there. Now, I do agree. I don't think he'll do it because we have a bad owner. And then I'll give you a little history, Evan, and Joe will back this up.
Yep.
We went Charlie Winner to Lou Holtz, right? And
yes.
Then, listen, we got Walt Michaels, who was a good coach. And I believe both were 1 year. One
There's
might have
a
been-
bit, but hold on. Let's do the history lesson, even though this is real history for me because I wasn't alive. Lou Holtz was done before the first year was even over
yeah.
And resigned.
Like, Aaron Glenn's not resigning. Aaron Glenn isn't saying to his wife, you know what? I'm not made out to be an NFL head coach. The Lou Holtz situation was completely different. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the comp works. Now, to the two guys you mentioned, I really don't think Mike McCarthy would take this job. I don't. I think Mike McCarthy
had a chance to take the job.
Well, I don't know if it was ever offered to him.
In fairness. Or if he ever came. And I know he did an interview.
He did. But they never offered him.
I don't know if that was a Zoom interview. I don't know if he was in the building.
And I don't think the Jets were ever going to hire him.
Yeah.
Like, that was part of the issue. But Mike McCarthy, I'll put him in column A. Yes, I think he's one of those kind of regime changers, like adult in the room. I know Tommy's used that phrase for the Giants, and I happen to agree with him. I think Mike McCarthy and the Giants make a lot of sense. I don't think he takes the Jet job. The John Gruden thing, it's just, I don't know why we're so obsessed with him. Like, I think that, yes, it would excite some people. I don't think he would come here and change the organization.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it.
He's just, people love what he projects as a leader. That's what people pine for. And I just don't know if he still has that. When was the last time he did it successfully?
No, he didn't. He wasn't doing it with the Raiders before he got fired.
No, last time was in Tampa, and I was playing.
Right, and you can't say that about McCarthy because 2 years ago he had the Cowboys winning 12 games.
Yes.
Let's go to Lori in Ocean Township, New Jersey. Hey, Lori.
Hi, Tiki and Evan.
What's up, Lori?
So my husband, I love you, Tiki, but my husband.
What about your husband?
He thinks sometimes you're short-sighted. So with this whole draft pick thing, he says, why would you not want the better pick? Because you don't only lose just a pick. You also lose the opportunity to like have a bargaining chip for someone who might want that pick and have someone they're willing to trade away.
Yes. Look, Lori, I understand what your husband is saying, but it's also a college kid that's coming into the NFL, and you don't know if he's going to be good or not. And I think the higher you pick, the more pressure there is on you to pick the right guy.
Lori.
And so it's different when you need and there's only two quarterbacks. Like, you need a quarterback and there's only two. That it makes it almost easy to pick. But when you're the Giants and you need a wide receiver, a linebacker, you probably need some secondary help, probably need some depth on the offensive line. Like, what do? It just gets more pressure filled if you now have to, you know, pick at number one. Now, they're not going to pick at number one. They'll trade back and get more assets. But to me, it's just a draft, and it's still a rookie.
Lori, why did you call and not your husband? Like, are you tattling on your husband? Is your husband afraid of Tiki?
No, he's in the car right now with me.
He's never called. He's being responsible. I got it.
Yes. I once called Evan and called you out a little bit on your NBA championship idea. Tiki wasn't there that day, but
what was my idea? I'm trying to remember the idea. What was it?
To have the games at the college football stadium.
Oh, yeah. The one that I mistakenly ripped off from the actual commissioner. Uh-huh. That was a great phone call by Lori. Yeah, you were out that day, Teak. This was one of my, I have to admit, non-proudest moments. So it was right after the NBA Cup.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, I had this great idea about how to make the NBA Cup championship bigger. They should move it to different college venues as opposed to the antiseptic Las Vegas arena.
Yeah.
And I was very proud of myself. Right. And even Sean's like, that's the best idea you've ever come up with. Lori calls in. We got her up as soon as possible. And she's like, Evan, did you watch the pregame show last night for the NBA Cup? I said, no, I just watched the game. She's like, Adam Silver literally said they're thinking about doing that idea. I was so embarrassed.
That would be awesome, though.
It's a great idea. It's just not mine. That's the only problem.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.